Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this September 13th, 2022. It is 10:06 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In 10:30, we're going to welcome in Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors for Let's Talk Real Estate with J.R. Seward of Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors, along with Kim Nichols and David Farnborough are going to join them. Right now, one of our favorite people, Katie Wright, is in with us from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. Good to hear. So how are things been at the chamber lately? I know you guys just got done with a big event.
Oh, yeah.
How'd that go?
Oh, man. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The rain held out for us, and it was a perfect day for the downtown Green Affair.
I heard some good things about it. Now, we were talking about it on Monday's show, and it seemed like a fun event. It seemed like everything went on without a hitch. For you, I know that you haven't gotten experience that event before. How did you take it and how did you enjoy it, Katie?
You know what? It was a lot of fun. I will say I was very exhausted afterwards, yeah. But it was so worth it. And I think it went fantastic.
Yeah.
So I have nothing bad to say about it. I mean, it was a lot of fun.
One of the things that I like about what that you guys do at the chamber, and the longer you're there, the more you'll see of this too.
Yeah.
It a great event. Is wonderful and they appreciate it, but mm-hmm. man, they there's always a little bit more they feel they can do with the chamber. There's tinker with this, maybe add this to an event or something. And I know how important it is to you guys to take feedback from the community as well. So as you collect that data and everything,
absolutely, we do have some notes for next year. So
that's awesome.
Be even better.
Yeah, looking forward to it already. It's gonna be a lot of fun. We have another event we're looking forward to, and this one's going on tonight.
Oh, yeah. We got Off the Clock tonight. It's at Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, Wisconsin. We have the sponsors today. We have Wisco Tree Team and Kissinger Insurance Agency Healthcare Solutions. They're going to be there tonight, 4 to 6. Lots of fun food, networking, raffle prizes. This is free to the public. So come on out.
Another one of those opportunities for you to make connections and talk with people that maybe you don't always have an opportunity to.
Yeah.
And at the same time, maybe you run into some people that you haven't gotten to see in a while. So
absolutely.
There's no loss there. And we are very familiar with Hoozles at the Lakes around here. Big fans of those guys.
I love Hoozles.
I'm telling you, you can have a glass of water there and enjoy yourself.
Oh,
like it's just a beautiful atmosphere, fun place to be. So some of us, you already had us at Hoozles at the Lakes. Like just saying that already got us involved. Like
they're like, oh, I'm excited. I'm going. Yeah.
Great sponsors too. Great people to have a part of this. Great, big fans of all of those organizations.
I am too. Very nice people.
We talked about this a little bit during our morning show, but I do want to mention it one more time. It is also VFW night at Culver's tonight.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great way to not only get some Culver's in your life, which is never a bad thing.
Never.
But also do some good by helping out our Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 just by eating Culver's. That's all you got to do. You go to Culver's on 8th Street here in Wisconsin Rapids from 4 to 8. You can see some VFW members, say hi, maybe thank them, and certainly add to this cause, because 10% of the proceeds from their drive-through and their dine-in area from 4 to 8 is going to be 10% of that going to go right to the VFW.
Now, a reminder, you can go to both events today. So, you know, they're from 4 to 8. You can drive to Rome, get yourself some ice cream, dinner, whatever. Come back, get more ice cream maybe.
See,
I don't know.
Katie just set up your night for you.
There you go.
You just got your night all
I've
covered.
Arranged it just for you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. That will be $10.
My hands are not a bad idea.
And I will donate that.
There you go. See, it's a win-win.
There you go.
We also want to mention some other fun things coming up. We have a VFW steak feed coming up next on the 20th. That is an important one. Again, VFW Post 2534 has a steak feed coming up on September 20th from 4:30 to 7. That's an important one to mention. Also, I know you guys have some great stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks, like Coffee with the Chamber is around the corner.
Yeah.
I see that is Coffee with the Chamber September 28th.
Yes. Yep. So it'll be 7:30 to 8:30 in the morning. It is a virtual event. And Angel Whitehead will be leading us on that one. Oh. And she will basically be covering online advertising, job postings, how to access her website. So this is a great session for new investors and people who want to join the chamber.
Use that as a segue to congratulate Angel and everything for her. We you know, don't want to lose her from the chamber, but we are very happy for her and, you know, progressing with her career and everything. She deserves it. She has earned
does.
It. At the same time, we don't want her to go.
I don't want her to leave. No. I just got here.
Yeah, yeah. But we do wish her well.
Yes, absolutely.
Coffee with the Chamber goes from 7:30 to 8:30 in the morning. And as Katie said, it's a virtual event. Going to be the focus of this one is going to be engage your virtual investment, as you were saying. Angel, yep. Going to be doing this. Now, there's an interesting stuff on this as far as on your webpage, and you can go to find this at WisconsinRabbitsChamber.com. Did you know you can post messages to other investors only to promote your products and services? Post deals, special deals, signing up and paying for events right online. Like, there's so many things that she's going to be covering at this.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you'll also have an opportunity to ask questions. And I don't think that I do a very good job making sure that that's mentioned about this. People like to be able to ask questions. People like to be able to interact. Having a virtual event may seem like it, you don't have that ability. You do.
You do.
You're going to have that a chance to be able to do that kind of thing. So that what Angel has to say is incredibly good and a lot to take from. But I know that there's always those gray area questions. And Absolutely. To be able to ask those is a really cool, unique part of this.
Yep.
And we've got more of them coming up next month and going forward and everything. But be a part of this one.
I think so, too. I think this will be a good one. So.
And maybe not only will you learn some stuff, probably have some fun, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did want to mention that this is a free event.
Yep. And you can register online at the Chamber's website. Just by a click of a button.
Yeah.
Good.
One other thing I did want to mention, especially because we have a bit of a connection with this ourselves. There is going to be a grand opening for the House of Glam coming up. That will be on September 30th. Now, I just mentioned this in part because of a little shameless promotion of our own. We are going to be joined by Becca. Yeah, Becca is going to be joining us on Monday the 26th. As part of we're going to talk to her and talk a little bit about what House of Glam is and this wonderful new business in our area and kind of promote them and talk about them a little bit. It's one of the things that one of the deals that happens when you become a chamber member. So that's exciting, and we're looking forward to that. And just wanted to throw that out there. And
yes.
I did not know until we had a ribbon cutting. We've actually had two in the last couple of years, but we had one in our old building, and I had no idea. It was the first ribbon cutting I've ever been a part of, and I had no idea how many people come out of the woodworks for these things. People like ribbon cuttings.
They do. They're fun.
Yeah, they are.
You're going to meet people there, too, and I'm like, oh, what? I know you. Like, yeah, what are you doing here?
I had no idea they were that much fun, but they are. Here's another one coming up again on the 30th. And be sure to join us on Monday the 26th in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll talk to Becca and find out a little more about House of Glam.
Yeah.
Is there anything else in September you want to touch on? Because I notice we're getting towards the end here and got October around the corner.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I did want to wrap, get through September. Was there anything else you wanted to touch on?
I got nothing in September.
Okay.
Right.
Let's move on to October. And, boy, it's funny to say that because we're only it's only the 13th of September here, but it does feel like it's flying by a little bit. In September, we're going to have another off-the-clock event coming up. Let's tell people about that.
Yep, so this one is at the VFW post number 2534 in the VVA chapter number 101, and that is on Monday, October 10th from 4 to 6. Again, networking, raffle prizes, open to the public. And this one is here in Rapids.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, our VFW post 2534 does such... they're one of those organizations and one of those groups of people that they're almost embedded in anything we bring up, any kind of topic, any subject. They're doing something to help it in one way or another.
Yeah.
The least we can do is help where we can them to keep doing the good work that they're doing.
Yeah.
Clearly, being thankful for their service and what they have done for our country and for us as human beings. But that it doesn't end there. it doesn't stop there, just like they didn't stop serving us once they retired.
Exactly.
I used to joke with my papa and my grandfather about this, two quote-unquote retired Marines.
Yes.
Like, they never really retire. They may retire from the military, but they never really retire being a soldier.
Oh, absolutely.
They continue to give to their communities well after they are done serving our country.
Oh, absolutely.
Least we can do is help out, be a part of these events wherever we can, raising awareness for them at the very least, certainly donating to them if
yes.
we can. And when I say donating, I really mean investing, because that is what you are doing. You are investing in people that are investing in us.
Exactly.
And flipping it right back to us there. And that continues with the 11th. We'll touch on that in a second. But again, the 2022 off the clock at the VFW Post 2534 going on October 10th.
Yes.
On October 11th, as we mentioned before, VFW night at Culver's, just like the one tonight.
Yes.
On the 11th next month, it'll be from 4 to 8. 10% of the proceeds going to the VFW. Get some Culver's in your life and in your belly. On October 14th, got a fun event coming up. I kind of almost forgot about this with all the things that you guys do, but this is an important one, the 2022 Fall Legislative Breakfast coming up. And that'll be October 14th. This event, Katie, I know is new to you because you're new to the area,
right.
Of course. But I also want to touch on this as if many of our listeners haven't heard of it before. So we'll kind of explain it to all the above. Join the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce on Friday, October 14th for their legislative breakfast. There's an update from legislators and local community official representatives. Elected officials in office are invited to participate. They have invited, I don't believe that there is confirmation, or there's some confirmations,
yeah.
but U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Senator Ron Johnson, U.S. Representative Ron Kind have all been invited. It has been confirmed that Senator Patrick Teston, Representative Scott Krug, Representative Nancy Vandermeer will be there. Our own Mayor Shane Blazer, along with Wood County Board Supervising Chair, have also been invited. So we'll see. Hopefully they'll be able to make it. We know if they can, they will make it.
Yes.
I've talked to almost every single one of the people on this list, and every one of them love to be at these events.
Oh, yeah.
Legislators will answer prepared questions. The order for speaking will be randomly selected at the event. It'll kick off at 7 a.m. with the registration and the breakfast. 7:15 will be the welcome. 7:30 will begin the forum discussion and questions, and everything will conclude at 9 o'clock. Craig Tim will be the moderator. He does a great job with these. And look, these are there's no getting around it. These are divisive times. These are times that can be very tense. You can't say the word politics and not have some feedback on it.
And
not get a little bit.
Yeah.
The only way we get past that is if we have more events like this and we have more opportunities for citizens to ask our representative questions freely without a middleman, without any inner, you know, in between. You can't, when you're getting the answer literally from the horse's mouth, you can't throw fake news out there. You can't throw these terms and all this stuff out there. And any opportunity to be able to do these things and have more of this interaction is the best way our country gets stronger and we get better getting closer and getting more connected as opposed to getting pulled apart more.
Exactly.
And that is not, that's on everybody. That's not pointing fingers at one party over another or anything. Everybody's got dirt on their hands from this one. And the only way it gets better is if everybody gets involved.
Yep.
And we treat each other with respect with these things.
Definitely.
Whenever any of these people join us on these airwaves during our show here on Morning Magazine, that's the way I approach it.
Yeah.
I treat this the way I learned from Carl Hilke, learning from him and many others that I've worked with in this industry for many years. And I find that it's the, for me, to me at least, in the way we do our show, it's the best way to handle it. We've never had a... anytime I've had a representative in, especially, we've butted heads.
Right.
But by the end of the conversation, we're laughing and they're leaving here and they want to come back.
Exactly.
Like, to me, that's a win. Especially in today's day and age.
Yeah.
It's a great event. It also can be a very fun event, an informative event. We encourage you to be a part of it.
Yeah.
If people want to register, can they register now for this event or do you have to register for it, Katie?
Yeah. So online, I believe you can register on there as well. So.
Yeah. You can go to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com to register. Again, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com is where you can register. And plenty more coming up in October to be excited about. A little bit later in the month, you've got your business expo coming up.
Yeah.
This is a good one.
That will be a good one.
Again, as if people have never heard of this before, never heard of a business expo, have no idea what it is. What can we tell them about the event?
So I don't have my information. Okay, in front of me.
I'll tell you. No, that's all right.
Yeah.
From 1 to 6, it'll be going on October 26th, and each sponsorship provides an opportunity to showcase your business to a captive audience of Heart of Wisconsin investors and community members. The event will include business job openings, information, lead generation, and educational sessions, along with networking.
Yes.
So here is a perfect win-win situation for the community, where if you are somebody who is looking for employment, and we understand now this, like, employees have a lot more power now than they ever did, especially like you look back 5-10 years ago. So people have been a little more picky about finding a job. They want to get paid their worth.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, I think it's something that has always existed, but now it is much more, they have more power over this. And if you are a business, a lot of businesses right now are looking for good employees. So here you go. Here's a perfect opportunity.
I feel like it's me, you know, if I was looking for, I'm not going to be looking for a job anytime soon, but being face to face with people rather than maybe doing it online, I think that is a connection in itself. Like going to this and seeing your face with who you want to work with, you know.
And so much of the job application process is done virtual nowadays. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. It's understandable.
Absolutely.
It's the way of the world. But there's such a different thing than getting face to face.
Yes.
And really being able to put a face to the name, a personality to the name.
Yeah.
I know for me that is single-handedly what has gotten me a couple of jobs in my life. Is the difference of being able to be there for the interview and not. I know it's... as an actor, it's been a godsend to be able to do auditions on Skype and Zoom and everything. But I'll tell you, if I have a chance to be in the room, that's what I'm doing.
I'm sure that's so different, too, than doing it virtual.
Incredibly.
Like, it changes you being there than not being there. You know, like, doing it virtually, just different, I think.
Just as an example, I had an audition last week, and I'm sitting there. My audition's at such and such time, let's say 2:30.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there right at 2:25 waiting. And I'm waiting, and for a good 10 minutes, they're there talking and interacting and everything with each other, and then they come to me. Now, if I'm in the room, I'm talking with them, and they're getting a little piece of my personality. They're getting a little idea, a little window into who I am and everything, and adding that to my character, or adding that to my resume.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's got this, this, and this he's done, and you know, when we were talking, he brought this up, or so. Those little things, I mean, that's not just with acting. I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah.
There are so many jobs like that, and you get your foot in the door. I mean, that literally, physical foot in the door, it gives you much more opportunity to maybe, you know, land that job. That dream job that you want.
I agree.
If you're a business, this is your chance to go to the employees, to reach out to them. And I don't care how well business, you know, how well your business is being run, it can always be a little better.
Oh, yeah.
And being able to kind of reach out to employees and being able to see them face to face and interact with them. Like, you don't get a lot of opportunities to do these things. I do think, too, that we have kind of gotten, we're prisoners of the moment oftentimes.
Yeah.
And things have been opened up a lot more. So we've kind of almost forgotten about the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
But the economy hasn't.
No.
And businesses haven't. And a lot of them are still hurting when it comes to that. So having opportunities like this, they were taken from us for years.
Yeah.
We're still kind of making up for that. We're doing better, certainly. I'm not trying to scare anybody. No. I think things are getting much better every day. But that doesn't mean that the last 2 years didn't happen. So a lot of businesses are in a situation where they're finally getting a chance to actually interview people or talk to people face to face.
Yeah,
it's a big event. It's a fun one. And again, it is coming up October 26th, the 2022 Business Expo. Do want to mention that this is a good one. If you are a business and you want to be a part of this, now's a great time to get your name in there and reach out to the chamber. I don't know that there are, I imagine there's a number of spots, but there are only so many.
Oh, right. So we fill up fast for those. So make sure you register for sure.
It'll be at 416 Crestview Lane in Nacoosa is where the event will take place. It'll go from 11 to 1. That'll be the setup. up and lunch from 1 to 6 will be open to the public. And if you're interested, you can go again to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Otherwise, encourage you to call our good friend Krista Kuhn at 715-423-1830. That's 423-1830. And a good morning to Krista. As we're kind of wrapping up here, Katie, we've touched on this before and stuff because you're new to the area, and I like to pick on that because I was new to the area once, and I was just in your shoes at one point. I'm saying that teasingly.
Oh, yeah.
But this weekend, you get to experience a big event like that. You've gotten to experience a couple of these now. You see how we do things here in central Wisconsin, how we do things in Rapids specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Has that given you a better handle of the job? Because from what I've heard from everybody, you're doing great. You're killing it. You're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you.
But I know that we tend to be our own worst critics.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that you yourself might feel like, I hope you're feeling good about things, but I'm sure you're also this is bugging me.
Right.
Those kind of things. Is it actually being at the events, experiencing some of them in real time? Has that been making you feel more comfortable, more of a local kind of?
Absolutely. I think even Sunday gave me confirmation that this is home, and how the community comes together to do an event. Especially, I want to give a shout out to the River Kings because they came out, they asked every single vendor to help set up. They interacted with the kids. They danced in the middle of the street, which I thought was great. But just made me feel warm. And Wisconsin Rapids is definitely, they put on a heck of a show and with events. And it was a fun time. So
really amazing area. We had FRM Fest this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that Connie wanted me to make sure to mention as an MC was the Girl Scouts Troop 6008, led by Stacey Mush, sent 20 volunteers to help them set up the kids zone.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned the River Kings. The River Kings sent some of their hockey players to volunteer and help out setting things up. Whether it's the River Kings or the Rafters, these organizations, they just... most sports organizations, they look at character right away, especially at this level. And you can see that. When's the last time you ever heard of a problem with either of those organizations? In 10 years or plus, you've never heard anything. That's not a coincidence because it's not just talent and skill they're looking for. They're looking for character. And that has this wonderful side effect in our area where, because of that character, these kids show up.
Yes.
They will. Sometimes it's the coach or the GM that says, hey, they could use some help with this event, guys. Let's show up. Other times, they just show up.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't in the area, I don't believe, but a couple of years ago, we had a horrible storm, tore down, it felt like almost every other tree in this area. And with no real, prompting to, River Kings kids were out there helping people out in their yards. They were doing that kind of stuff. Like, this area, to your point, is a little different than most. And I think for some of the locals around here, you may not see it because you've ever known is this.
Right.
But as Katie and I are telling you, people, this is not normal.
Don't get this back home. It's like everyone has issues because someone did or said something or didn't do anything. But everyone here is so involved. And it's mind-blowing how nice everybody is to help contribute,
Yeah. Big shout-out to the area, to the appreciative of the area. And a shout-out to our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, well, thanks.
Appreciate our friends over there. Katie, if people have follow-up questions or want to know more or how to be a part of some of these events, how can they reach you?
Oh, they can call me. You can call me anytime from 8 to 4. I'll be there. 715-422-4859.
And, of course, as we mentioned throughout the interview, you can go to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com not only to find out more but to register for some of these events.
Yep.
Already looking forward to hanging out again real soon, Katie. Thanks a lot for the time.
Yeah.
We will come back and we'll have some more fun with our friend Let's Talk Real Estate with Cole Banker, Sear Realtors. JR going to join us along with Kim and David coming up right here on Morning Magazine, WFHR, locally grown radio.